The Senate continues to try to get consensus on a bill that we can pass for health care reform, and that's the main and only item on the Senate floor, and we have some other necessary things to do before we complete work in the next week or two, but the health care reform legislation is clearly the most significant and most controversial. So that's where we are. If you have any questions on that or anything else, I'm glad to respond.
I do. You know, one of the main topics of conversation about the Senate health care bill right now is the amendment from Senator Nelson that kind of matches the House's STUPAC amendment regarding federal funding for abortions. Some, you know, supporters say that it preserves the Hyde Amendment approach. Critics say that it would limit a woman's ability to purchase insurance coverage that includes coverage for abortions with her own money. What is your perspective on the Nelson Amendment?
Well, I don't support the Nelson Amendment. I think it would be a substantial change in current law. Clearly, there's agreement here in the Congress that we don't want federal dollars going to pay for abortions or abortion services. But I don't think that most people, at least here in the Senate, would favor prohibiting a woman from using her own money to pay for those services when she has coverage. And that's the result that I think we need to have. That's reflected in the bill that's before us today. The STUPAC amendment or the Nelson amendment now would substantially change that and basically say no federal dollars could go to help a person pay for a overall policy, even if those dollars were not excluded from paying for anything related to abortion. And I think, as I say, that would be a major change in law, which I wouldn't support.
What do you know about negotiations for tabling the amendment with 51 votes? I read some reports that that is a procedure that's being considered.
Well, I do think at some point we'll see a motion to table the Nelson Amendment. That's a normal procedure here in the Senate, and we'll see where the votes are. I think a majority of senators would vote to table the Nelson Amendment because, as I say, it's a substantial change from existing law. I think when we started into this health care reform debate and effort, the premise that we started from was we're not trying to change the law with regard to abortion. We're going to leave that where it is and deal with health care reform separate from that. And if we're going to stick with that point of view, then I think we would have to table the Nelson Amendment.
Are you concerned that the pro-choice Democrats who do not support the Nelson Amendment are going to lose support for the overall health care bill from members of the Democratic caucus who do support the amendment?
Oh, there's always a danger that some particular amendment will gain or lose you a vote. But I think this is a very core issue that people feel strongly on, and I would be surprised if most senators don't vote to table the Nelson Amendment.
And then there also is a discussion about whether the Democratic caucus will be able to reach 60 votes in order to avoid a filibuster of the health bill with that amendment not included. As you look forward to the final vote on the Senate version of the bill, what do you foresee happening?
Well, frankly, I don't know what'll happen. There's a lot of people who are taking positions publicly about what they will and won't support. I hope very much that rhetoric will cool and that people will recognize that we have a very important opportunity here to pass significant health care reform that'll be of substantial benefit to most Americans, and I think that ought to prevail in our consideration of all these things. I can't say for sure that it will, but I hope very much it does.
Well, You are also a supporter of a public option, which is more at risk in this negotiation and the eventual conference on the bill between the House and the Senate, which is more at risk, the public option or the abortion issue?
Well, I think the public option issue is one where we have ongoing discussions between those who favor a public option and those who oppose it to see if there's some way to ensure that people have access to health care coverage sold through a nonprofit organization that is in competition with private vendors.